Do you have a go-to outfit for certain parts of your life? There's the old clothes you throw on for the garden, the whites for a game of bowls, the active wear that somehow makes a workout feel more likely before you've even left the house. I think we all do it. We step into a kind of uniform, not just for practicality, but for mindset, because what we wear can nudge us towards action. So when you think about uniforms at school, should we do away with the stiff collars and polished shoes and just let kids wear their sports gear? Because right now, the vast majority of kids aren't moving enough, and something as simple as what they wear can either help or get in the way. And this simple change could have great benefits to your kids' health and well-being. Here with me is Belinda Peden, a senior research assistant in the School of Medicine and Public Health at the University of Newcastle. Belinda, what did your sports uniform look like in high school?
Oh, good morning, Tegan. Thanks so much for having me. My sports uniform actually transitioned in high school. So I started off in the pleated netball skirt, which was not really conducive to moving around. And then thankfully my school brought in a knitted shorts and polo shirt, which I found much more, I could move more freely and I could run around. We could, do gymnastics and all sorts of things, and I didn't feel self-conscious in it.
One of the big activities when I was a kid was doing handstands against the wall, and the netball skirts did not go well with that.
No, they did not. And in fact, one of the things my colleagues has been told from girls in primary schools in particular is that they don't feel like they can even catch a ball in the playground above their heads because their skirts or their dresses ride up. And so important when we think about kids at all ages in terms of how they want to move and how they're going to be active is what they're actually wearing and how that affects how they move.
Well, I was looking at the data yesterday on the number of kids who meet the recommended physical activity guidelines. The numbers are a little bit hard for me to crunch. You might be able to do a better job. But my understanding was that when it comes to older teens, like 14, 15 and up, like 83% are not meeting physical activity guidelines.
Yeah, that's correct. And it's really concerning. It's an issue globally. In Australia, approximately across all the age groups, it's about 80%, which is a huge proportion of our young people that aren't active. Globally, it's sitting somewhere around 70%. And the impact of that is huge for their health in the short term, but also in the long term.
So what was this particular research that you've done? You weren't looking at activity so much, but you're looking at attitudes towards sports uniforms.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that's come out of some of the work that our group has done is that teachers, parents in particular, and students themselves are really supportive of being able to wear their sports uniform more often. In fact, they love to wear it every day. The principals are often a little bit less supportive and they've got some concerns around it. And one of the concerns they did express was what the community thinks, the kind of expectations around uniforms that students should be wearing. And so that prompted us to look, what does the public actually think? Has anybody looked into this? And so we're really excited that this is one of the first studies to look at what the public actually thinks in terms of the uniforms our kids are wearing to school.
What did they tell you?
Yeah, interestingly, we were coming from the perspective of, will it make them be more active? And that certainly shone through quite strongly. And it's not just active at school, so definitely more active during lunchtime and recess time, but also travelling to and from school. So if they're in a more comfortable uniform, they're likely to ride their bikes or be more active on the way to school. But what really surprised us was some of the other aspects that came out of it that are probably, I guess, more in a well-being or a equity and inclusive kind of aspect. And so some of them were around engaging more with their learning. Some expressed that their children attend school more often. So the uniform is actually preventing kids from going to school. And then there's the aspects around girls feeling more comfortable when they've got their periods in their sports uniform. And children who are maybe more gender diverse are feeling much more comfortable in a more gender neutral sports uniform.
Is the thing with traditional uniforms that there is sort of a sense that you're preparing them for the workplace, that maybe you might need to wear a tie or trousers or whatever? Is that maybe where this idea of a formal uniform has persisted?
Yeah, it's really interesting, Tegan. So some of the comments that were, we looked at responses from over 2,000 responses and 300 comments, and some were saying, you know, it's really important for children to prepare for the workforce and they need to wear a formal uniform and it's important for discipline. But overwhelmingly, comments were actually refuting this and saying that modern workplaces don't actually require people to wear ties and jackets, and they're moving away from that kind of formal structure. And in fact, modern educational and workplaces are actually much more relaxed in terms of what people are required to wear. And so why are our children, I guess, caught in what some described as an antiquated notion of, you know, this traditional formal uniform?
You're listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm with Belinda Peden, who's a senior research assistant in the School of Medicine and Public Health at the University of Newcastle, on research about community attitudes around what uniforms kids should wear to school, whether they should be allowed to wear sports uniforms every day. I'm asking you what you think about this. One text says, my kids both go to public school in Canberra. They have a very relaxed and casual sports-like uniforms. It may be a coincidence, but most students actively travel to school. School is about learning, and being comfortable promotes learning. So Belinda, this is one research paper in a big kind of group of work that your research group has done. Where do you see this going next?
Yeah, firstly, can I just say I feel extreme gratitude to hear what you've just read out in terms of the school in Canberra. That makes me very happy. So in terms of our future work, so I'm just starting my PhD now, and we're looking at, because we know this piece of work isn't easy for all schools. So for some schools, it is a little easier and they're further along the pathway. But we know for some schools, actually changing a policy and putting it into place and dealing with aspects such as, you know, formal occasions where they think that the students need to actually wear a formal uniform, there's challenges there. So we're looking over the next few years to how we can help schools to actually adopt a more flexible approach to their uniforms, and looking at what are the evidence-based strategies that can actually be implemented to help them actually sustain this in the long term. Because ultimately, if our kids are moving more and they're more active and they've got better well-being, then their mental health is better, their physical health is better, and their social health is better. So they're less likely to develop chronic disease, and they're also much more likely to be healthier in the here and now and the future.
It's very much a school-by-school decision, though, isn't it? Are we likely to see broad change?
Yeah, I guess that's the question at the moment. So we've, you know, the school in Canberra that you just mentioned is not on its own. There are other schools in states such as New South Wales and WA that I'm aware of that are doing a similar thing. So it's really, I guess, kind of an aspect that depends on the approaches and the understandings and, I guess, the viewpoints of those that are in that policy-making position. And that's what we're really interested in, talking to them and understanding their particular challenges and what might be able to be done to, you know, for some schools it might be every day. For some schools it might actually just be allowing them to wear their uniform, sports uniform, for the full day. Some schools actually still in 2026 require their students to change in and out of their sports uniform for PE lessons. So they're actually predominantly in their formal uniform all the time.
Well, Belinda, thanks so much for joining me this morning. Belinda Peden is a PhD candidate and senior research assistant in the School of Medicine and Public Health at the University of Newcastle. Thank you for telling me about your uniforms too, your sports uniforms in high school. One person says, in Form 1, Year 7 at my high school, the girls spent the first term learning sewing, where we made our sports bloomers and shift, embroidered our names on them, and then we were prepared for PE in term 2. It's Life Matters here on ABC Radio National.